Hello, book lovers. Terrific to be joining you again today. My name's Andrew Popel. Every week I host Final Draft, but I hold a special place in my heart when I get to join you and share our weekly book club. Today I am bringing you an author that you have met in the past. Yumna Kassab is a writer from Western Sydney. Her novels include Australiana and The Lovers. Yumna's writing has been listed for prizes including the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards, Queensland Literary Awards, the New South Wales Premier's Literary Awards, like she's covering the East Coast there, and the Stella Prize. This is a big list of prizes. Yumna Kassab is also Parramatta's first laureate in literature. Now, her latest novel, Politica, transports the reader to a conflict engulfing a country. Through glimpses of ordinary life and revolutionary struggle, we are shown the cost of war on a people and the tenacity, the fierceness of will required to carry on. Now, I'd actually like to begin this review with a discussion of the tremendous narrative style that guides this storytelling. Kassab weaves voices together to reveal a story that is both grounded in these people's everyday lives and allowed to float through the passions, the concerns, the petty jealousies that guide us all, whether we acknowledge them or not. This style was also in evidence in Kassab's early novel, Australiana. In that work, the reader found the voices of an Australian town laid bare, and the perspectives of the townsfolk, often at odds, found a cohesion in their shared geographic and historical journey. Politica weaves together these voices to chronicle the history of the conflict from its early days, through the height of the violence and into the strange liminal zone where people question whether they have ever known another way of life. The power of these competing and complementary voices is to keep the reader constantly shifting between space, time, and perspective. And so while we may not ever have the first-hand knowledge of Politica's contested ground, and I hope we don't, we are forced to look at it from every angle. In a way, we both feel alienated from the action, but also cannot fail but to resonate with some of those that we hear from. The narrative is divided across five sections, and in each, we discover aspects of life throughout the conflict. A father and a son's relationship, a dynasty of resistance fighters, or a woman's struggle to eke out a small space for herself. Politica is not a linear narrative, and in this we find another impact and power of Kassab's style. As we work through the novel, we may be rocketed backwards or forwards through events or through memories. The conflict is both fresh and seemingly endless, and in this we discover something of the horror that is carried by all who are touched by the violence. Life in the conflict may seem to age prematurely, whilst also leaving individuals in stasis. After years, the people may wonder if they have really lived at all outside of the conflict. I want to be careful, though, and I want to try to avoid drawing too easy a conclusion from Politica about its purpose or its inspiration, about the message it may have for our world right now. What seems apparent to me is that the novel offers a chance to explore something of the violence that I've never had in my life, but that I know exists in the world. And this violence is a real part of the people's lives depicted in the novel. It's a part of their shared histories. It's not that a novel like Politica can necessarily bridge that gap in my understanding, if anything truly can. Rather, it's another nod to the power of narrative to reach out across one group's ignorance and misunderstanding and offer stories that might help us to hear and to be better. Today in the book club, we talked about Yumna Kassab's new novel, Politica. It is tremendous. I really loved reading it. I'm a big fan of Yumna Kassab's work. For that reason, I'm actually inviting her onto the show, so stay tuned to Final Draft in the coming weeks. And if you want to find out a little bit more about Yumna Kassab's writing, you might want to go back to the Final Draft podcast and hear an interview or a book club about her earlier novel, Australiana. My name is Andrew Popel. You can find me every Saturday morning on Final Draft, but of course, I will always join you here on Book Club. Thank you and happy reading. Bye for now.